Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. So happy to be here with you. I was taking a little break from the way that I was recording. You guys haven't had a break, but I had a break from recording the episodes. And I was just so happy to come back. You always need a break, no matter what you're doing. Even when you love what you're doing, breaks are so important. I'm a big advocate for breaks. And I had a little break, and now I'm back, and I'm just happy to be here. So hey guys. All right, so you have been asking me some personal questions, which I'm totally available for, and I wanted to bring in some of the personal questions because of the work that I'm doing, it's easy to kind of think that, I don't know, that I'm like a guru or something like that, and I'm really not. Like, I do this work like first and foremost to like keep myself sane and connected, so like you help me staying centered. So I thought it would be nice to kind of break up the guidance and the messages that I give with a little bit of personal stuff. And it's just going to help me kind of feel like I'm balancing out the way that I'm appearing, if that makes sense. Also, I am personally working on this idea that like, I don't always have to add value and teach and give guidance and all that, that, you know, just by being yourself, you're adding value. So this is a little bit of a game for me to see if I can like both deliver those messages, which I always do, that are very natural to me, but also remember that like I'm a person and some people are interested in things like my hair. So I'm going to kind of bring that in a little bit today just to play. We'll see how we like it. And then I'm going to go in to some predictions and messages that I was getting for May. May is kind of a important month, I guess, because it's like the beginning of the new energy for the rest of the year. So May was like really talking to me and said like, hey, let's talk about some things so that we can shift into this new energy that is coming forward. So I want to share that with you. But first, let's take a look at a listener question. So this question is all about my hair extensions. Tell me everything about your hair extensions. Okay, I will. I'm going to tell you guys like as much as I know. So I'm going to back it up just a little bit. So I never thought I would do hair extensions. That was nothing, that was not something that was on my radar by any means. But I went on like a serious hair journey when I moved from Miami to North Carolina. Part of it was, of course, like leaving my longtime hairstylist and having to find somebody here. I was like really holding myself back. I really just wanted to fly back and forth to Miami. But that was like, you know, I knew I needed to root here. And I think part of that is like finding your hair people, your facial people, your nails people, right? Like there's just something about that that like really roots you and wherever you're living. So I tried a few people and it was just, you know, not great. Like my first person I met here just made me like very, very blonde, like a very, I don't know, almost like a cheesy blonde, you know, like nothing that had like depth or whatever. And then what happened was that I felt like my hair was getting like the texture was getting really bad because of the blonde. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like let it grow out and I'm going to let myself go to my natural color. But when I got pregnant, actually after my first pregnancy with my first son, Oliver, my hair turned a really dark brown, which wasn't like my natural color before. So my hair is very, very dark. Like the inside of my hair is so dark. There's like no blonde left in it. But I thought like, let me just get it to its natural color and maybe I can just live with that. And I also was just kind of like detoxing the Miami out of me. You know, I was like, well, maybe I don't need the fancy highlights and I could just be myself and let my hair be the whatever color. And I really thought I could embrace like mountain life when it came to looks. So I tried that, but oh my gosh, I'm just like not a good brunette. Like, and also my hair without the highlight was very, and without the humidity of Miami was just like, it just felt like it was very flat. And no matter what, it was just, it had no movement to it. And you know, honestly, like I feel like I had my boys, they're 4 years apart. So I was like pregnant, I feel like for like 7 years almost in a sense, right? Because I don't know, there felt like this whole, like, almost like a decade of, like, being with babies and pregnancy, even though I wasn't pregnant with Allie, but, like, it was this whole 10 year of, like, having kids. And that process, like, I got a lot of hair after having the kids. And then as soon as I started to lose that hair, because, like, after pregnancy, you lose the hair, I got pregnant again. And then I got hair back or whatever. And then it, like, lost it again. And I didn't know what the new hair situation was for me. Like, I hadn't figured it out. So when we moved here, Ethan was already 3. I had been already, like, losing that hair that I had gained. And I was trying to see, like, what is the health of my hair? Who could do my hair? So it was like this whole journey. So long story short, I ended up finding somebody here that I liked. I started realizing that I was really, like, I didn't have a lot of hair anymore. And that was, like, what was driving me crazy. And I was, like, going through this process of, oh my gosh, I'm, like, losing my hair, you know? And the boys in my family are very bald. So I was like, great, I'm next. And my mom has this, like, very kind of thin, frizzy hair that's definitely, like, kind of see-through. But she's never really been, like, really big on her, like, looks and her hair and stuff. So I thought, like, maybe I don't have to succumb to that. But sure enough, like, I was losing the hair, like, in the front, you know, which is where, like, that hair just never grew back after breastfeeding. So I was like, okay, I think this is, like, the new normal. And I kept trying these different, like, hair supplements to help you grow your hair, which actually, I mean, I have one for you guys, because in case you're on that journey, this really helped me. Zenogen. It's a shampoo and conditioner. And apparently, like, it's not, like, doesn't have the scary stuff that some of the other stuff has. When my hairstylist recommended this to me before I did, like, she was so kind. She was like, yeah, well, you can try this, like, before I did the extensions. And this really helped. Actually, when I went to go do my hair recently, like, when I was putting in the extension, she's like, oh my God, you have so much hair growth. And I was like, no way, must be from the Zenogen. So I'll link that in the show notes in case you guys want it. It's a shampoo and conditioner, basically. And then I also did, oh, and it has, like, an oil too. So I don't have it here with me, but there's an oil. And then I was doing those supplements, Nutrafol. I don't know if you guys have heard of those. They're pricey and they're kind of annoying because they're like four, you have to take like 4 a day. But that combined with the shampoo conditioner must have been working because she was seeing like the growth. So I tried all of that first. And like after growing out my hair brown, I was like, okay, this is not working. So I moved to highlights again. And I was like, I need these highlights. They gave more like texture to my face, to my hair. And then after that is like when I started to get like serious about the hair growth thing. And not that I gave up because I'm still doing it, but I was like, I think what I'm looking for, I'm just like not going to get from hair growth. I think what I'm looking for is just length and just almost like an ease with the hair. And I have this friend who I knew online, but we went on a trip together recently. We stayed in the whole same room together. And she had never told me she had extensions because they look so natural. But when I was staying with her and I saw her blow drying and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, you have extensions. She's like, yeah, I have extensions. I'm like, they look amazing. And she usually, I call her my extension expander. I was just like, I think this is what I'm looking for. Like, this is what I, in my mind, have been envisioning. And my hairstylist had been pushing me on extensions, but I was like, no, like, I'm not that kind of girl. Like, that's a lot of work, you know? And I don't know, like, I can't imagine myself like being that girl, you know? It's kind of almost like judging myself for being somebody who wanted extensions. And I went through a whole thing. Like, it took me like 6 months to actually pull the trigger because I don't know. I think because maybe going back to, like I said, my mom, like she never did much. She highlighted her hair, but it wasn't like she was spending all this money on her face or her hair or her nails. She's quite simple, but still beautiful in her, like in her way. She's always put together. So I don't know. And it's funny because I'm from Miami. So obviously it's like the capital of plastic surgery and all that. But I didn't put myself in that bucket. So it took me a while to just not judge myself for that desire to look beautiful. You know, I'm 41. So yeah, of course, like I'm losing hair, whatever, my lips are getting skinnier, like all the things are happening. Wrinkles are coming in. And I think when you start hitting this place, when you start to age, you kind of have to decide what's going to be your style of aging. I don't judge anybody for what their style of aging is. I think there's people that are going to do a ton of work on their face and I'm okay with that. And people that are not going to do anything and I'm okay with that too. But I do think you almost have to have a little bit of a plan. So I have kind of told myself, because it is a slippery slope. Like I feel like the minute you start doing things like extension or Botox, there's always something more. Like there's so many cool things. And I don't know if you guys know this, but my sister-in-law, Dr. Rebecca Novo, is a plastic surgeon in Florida, and she has a partner, a dermatologist, and they have just the coolest stuff for anti-aging, and they're badasses. Like they're like these badass, like women doctor that do beautiful work. So of course I'm like, tell me about all the things, but I think you have to have a little bit of a plan. So for me, I was like, you know what? Hair extensions. Like I'm not like mutilating my face or making anything look really different. I just want to look beautiful. I just want to have more hair. So it took a while. I had to like talk it out with a few people. And I think I was, just kind of looking for permission for a while, honestly, like a little bit of permission and also just trying to decide like who I was going to be when it came to aging. So yeah, so I decided I'm going to do it. I made that choice. So that was like so exciting. So now let me tell you about like the choice and I guess like what happens after hair extension. So I did learn that there are some good hair and bad hair. So I went with this line called Harper Ellis because that is what my stylist uses, which I'll link to her in case you guys are interested. And apparently like this hair is better than other hair that's out there. Like you can go and buy like clip-in hair, things like that. Growing up, like in my 20s, we used to like add hair into our hair all the time. And there were just like these little like clip-ins, you know, but these are actually like colored to your color and they're just better hair quality. Of course, me, like the energy freak that I am, I had to ask my hairstylist. I'm like, well, where's this hair coming from? And can I clean the energy of the hair before it goes on my head? She was like, oh my God. She's like, well, it's Asian hair. So of course, because Asian hair is like the best hair. So it comes from some little Asian woman, I guess, that was so kind to, I'm sure she's hopefully making good money selling her hair. And then Harper Ellis, like, I guess they basically have a few different colors that you can choose from. And my hairstylist picked like a combination of two different colors to do my hair. And then they sew it in. So it's like a hand, like she's hand sewing them in to my hair. So it's like the extension is sewn into some other locks of my own hair. And that's how it kind of locks in. I have two rows of hair. A lot of people just do one, but my stylist felt like I needed two. Of course, the more hair you get, the more expensive it is. So I had to buy the hair, and to purchase the hair on its own was about $1,000, which I was like, whoa. But you know, it lasts for a whole year. I thought it would last longer, but it lasts a year. So you like take care of your hair. And then the actual installation here, I want to say was either $350 or $450. And then I have to go to the hairstylist every 6 weeks to lift up the hair because basically your hair grows. And then she has to like lift it up so that it doesn't keep like falling, right? And the lift up is like, I thought it was a decent price, like $150. So basically I will lift it up in a couple of weeks. I haven't done that yet. And that's kind of like the maintenance. So it is, you know, it's pricey. And then like, if you're getting your hair colored and you're getting a cut, I mean, it's like a thing. But honestly, like I'm on camera so much that I need to kind of spice it up a little bit. You know, I feel like I do. It's kind of like when you were a little girl and you were, you know, dancing on stage, like your mom, even though you were six, like they were putting red lipstick on you and blush on you because you're on stage. And that's really kind of how I see myself. So I needed something like that. Like I really felt like I needed the hair. I wanted it. So it is like an investment. I don't know if I was on camera. If I wasn't on camera, I probably wouldn't do it. But because I am so much on camera and photos and all those things, I felt like it was a good investment basically. Because you'd be surprised, guys. People will watch my videos and like if you're wearing hoops or you're wearing lipstick or you have like pretty hair, it catches people's attention. It's so wild. So yeah, I don't know. And I just feel like there's a whole new vibe with the hair. So that was like the price. That's kind of the price and how it works. I would say the pros and the cons. The pros obviously is the hair is just really good hair. It's like much better hair than my hair. So you can always tell like what my hair is because it's kind of like frizzy. And then this hair just stays. It just keeps the wave. It's so crazy. You wave your hair once. I sleep in a braid. And then the wave just stays until I wash it again. Like the hair that gets that's a little bit out of whack is my own personal hair. But the hair that is the extension just stays. So I would say that it's a pain to blow dry your hair because you have a lot of hair. But once you do that once and then you try to do, I'm washing my hair like twice a week. My hair doesn't get oily, so I don't need to like wash it that much. And then you can do the dry shampoo in between. So that's really cool. And you just like look put together. Like you look like, oh my gosh, I woke up like this. You look pretty fabulous. The cons I would say is, man, I wish somebody told me that it was going to hurt. Like I was not prepared for that. Like, I don't know why no one told me that it was going to hurt. So basically the sewing in, it's so close to your scalp. First of all, it takes time to get used to it, right? To sleep on this, you have this thing on your, you know, this little sewing thing in your head on your scalp, like resting on your scalp. So now I learned that people actually take ibuprofen before they get the hair extensions done and then after so that they can sleep at night. And I was like, shit, nobody told me this. Cause you get like almost, I guess, a little inflamed because your scalp all of a sudden is like carrying this new weight, you know? So that was a big con for me because I actually did the extensions the day before I had a social media shoot. And when I do shoots, I shoot all day and it's very exhausting and sometimes, and typically 2 days in a row. And Sophie, my social media director, had flown in from Miami and I could not sleep the night before our shoot because I had just gotten the extensions in and I was like a zombie the day that we were shooting. I was so tired. I could not, I had to tell her like towards the end, like towards the, you know, like the second half after lunch, I was like, I can't anymore. Like I cannot film anymore because I'm so tired. So I feel like if I would have had a better rest, I would not have been like so tired. So I'm definitely going to try the ibuprofen before and after to see if that helps. And the good thing is I am used to sleeping on it now, so it's okay. Also, nobody told me to braid my hair at night, and that was like a big help. I think Sophie, actually, she has long hair and she's like, oh, braiding might help you. And that was helpful too. So the braiding with like a silk scrunchie, and then yeah, I'm going to try the ibuprofen. So I would say that's the con. And of course you have to get used to the extra weight. So my neck has definitely been getting used to like holding extra weight. And I don't know, I'm so sensitive. So this is kind of rare for me that I'm going above and beyond, but I would say I do love them. And I'm definitely going to keep them. I could see myself getting bored of them at some point. Like I can see maybe like a year from now or whatever. I might decide like not to keep them going, but I'm really enjoying it right now, guys. You know, for me, I feel like it's more authentic to me than let's say like doing like lip injections. So I have no judgment around lip injections, but I'm just saying like that. I think when you age, what are the things that start to happen, right? Like you're losing hair, your lips get thinner, you get wrinkles, right? So you're going to probably do one of those things. And for me, I was like, okay, I'll just add some hair and I feel good. So yeah, that's my hair journey. I hope that's helpful. And I'm going to link any of these things in case you guys are interested. I have no affiliate to them, but you know, in case you're, it's just girl talk, right? Yeah. And I'll continue to, you know, be as real as I can with my aging journey because it is a thing, you know, and I don't know, there's so many things that you could do. I do a lot of facials and I just tried microneedling for the first time. I heard that that's really one that can like does help with anti-aging and it's no, you know, it's not surgery or anything. Also, I have some scars on my chin because I had cystic acne when I was in my 20s and apparently like that helps with the cystic acne. I did not love the micro needling and you're supposed to do like three in a row. I did not love it. I did break out a lot and I'm not sure. I'm still debating if I'm going to do my second appointment. It's not that it hurt or anything like that. I just, maybe I'm impatient because I have not seen, my skin feels like it's worse in a way because of the acne that broke out afterwards. And I don't know if maybe I'm allergic to the numbing cream or what it is, but I'm kind of scared that I'm going to do it again and I'm going to get even more. Like I was just getting a lot of pimples basically. That's something I'm doing. What else do I do? I do Botox twice a year on my, what do they call that? Crow's feet. I do the crow's feet and then I do like the center of my, like between my two eyebrows where the third eye is. Actually, funny story. My sister-in-law, I told you she's a plastic surgeon. She's the one that injects me. I don't go anywhere else but her. I'm a brat like that. And the first time we ever did it, she was like, oh, telling me where she was going to do it. She's like, okay, I'm going to do it here between your eyebrow. And I'm like, no, Becca, that's like my moneymaker. Like that's my third eye. Like you can't inject my third eye. So the first time we did it, we did not inject the third eye because I was like really afraid that I was like, I don't know what this is going to do. What if it shuts off my third eye? So she like she respected that maybe because I'm her sister-in-law. I don't know. So Becca is married to my older brother, Rob. And then after I got used to it, I was like, oh, okay, I really love this Botox. Like, this is awesome. It actually like helps you get less wrinkles. Like she, and she's just so subtle. I love her practice because they are all about like your best self. So they are not extreme anything. Like you can't even tell you got work done with them. That's like their style. That's their look. It's very natural. So she's like very natural when she does my injections. And I think that's why like I won't go into anybody else. But then ultimately I started letting her do the third eye. So I do get injected there as well. Yeah, I haven't done any fillers. You know, I'm super flat chested and never did breast implants. My grandmother, because it's weird. I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have breasts. Like I come from like very breasty women. And my grandmother, I remember when she was like literally like 89 or 90, she's like, Nicole, yo te doy el dinero. Like she wanted to give me money to get implants. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I do not. Thankfully, they're not in style. And like, I guess like a lot of people are getting them out. So I'm happy I never did it when they were in style. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Like hair, lots of kind of face, like laser, you know, that kind of stuff. Like just trying to keep my skin healthy. And the Botox twice a year. That seems to be like my routine right now. But with that, you do you guys, honestly, like what I have learned from this journey of aging is that everybody is different. And even your genes are different, right? Like my sister-in-law always tells me like people from different ethnicity groups have different skin and they're going to age differently. My grandmother, 95, like looked amazing. My aunt, and she probably doesn't want me to say her age, so I won't, but she looks like so good and they've never done anything. So there is just, you know, good skin in my family. So I don't know if I would have different skin, like what I would be doing. You know what I mean? So I think that, yeah. And then just have a little bit of a plan because you can go a little bit far. I did have to ask myself when I did the extensions and I was going on this kind of hair loss, like when I was losing all the hair, I had to ask myself, okay, like, am I doing this because, you know, I don't feel beautiful or I don't love myself? Like I had to journal about it. I would look at myself in the mirror and I would make sure I was doing this out of love. And for me, it was like, no, I love beauty and it's okay to love myself this way. And I'm not doing it from like an insecure place or there's not like an emptiness in me, because of course you could take that route. So I do think it's something to think, to consider, maybe journal, sit with yourself. And everybody's like, the most empowering thing for somebody might be to put breast implants. And then the most empowering for somebody else could be to not get them, right? So it's never black and white. And I don't think we should judge anybody's like process at all. But for me, I know that it's about beauty and yeah, and it's very personal. So I like to kind of sit with myself and ask myself and then just go from there. So yeah, hope that was helpful for you guys. So let's go get into May predictions. I have 4 messages for May, and May is kind of a funny month. I don't typically do predictions at the beginning of every month, but May was really speaking to me because it felt like May was a bit of a portal. I don't even want to call it a shift. It's like a door that's opening and either you're going to walk through it or you're not going to walk through it. And it's either going to change the energy of how life has been and kind of even just how life has been the last few months, but even just opportunities, but like kind of walking into the opportunity is really what May feels like to me. But with that, there is like good and bad, like dark and light in May. And we can use both the dark and the light to our advantage. And that's really what I wanted to talk about. And that's why I wanted to bring May forward. And I know we're a little late on May, obviously, because it's already May 7th, but you know, never too late to talk about a month. The first message I was getting was about shadows. And people use shadows in a lot of different ways, guys. So kind of, I'm going to explain to you a little bit how I'm going to use it. And I'm sorry if I'm using it differently than you know it to be used. But shadows to me is like the parts of us that are hidden from ourselves. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're like not so helpful. But either way, it's like we're unaware of them. So it feels like it's in the subconscious often. So for me, like this is the message is really about what is hidden from you is really going to try to come forward. And you might already be experiencing this in your dreams. I have been having, I always have crazy dreams, but I was having these very interesting dreams. I'm not going to tell you the full one, but this one's really funny. I had this ex-boyfriend that I dated before Benny, and he was kind of like a, you know, an important person to me in my journey, and I thought I was going to marry him and all these kind of things. So every once in a while he pops up in my dreams, but you know, it hasn't been bothering me for a while, but he shows up in my dream the last few days. And I remember like being in the dream, like knowing that I was dreaming and walking up to him in the dream and being like, all I hope is that I am also haunting you. Like, cause I was like, this motherfucker is haunting me. Like I'm sleeping next to my husband and you have the audacity to show up in my dreams. And I was like, all I hope is that I am also haunting you, that you wake up and you look at your wife and be like, damn, Nikki keeps haunting me. Like that's really, that's my hope. Like if I could ever use my witchiness, like for black magic, that's what I would use it for, like to haunt my ex-boyfriends. I'm not even kidding. So anyways, but it was an important dream. I don't think he was really haunting me. I think it was more that my subconscious was trying to tell me something. And it was telling me through the story of this like ex-boyfriend and kind of these feelings I had with that relationship and how that feeling that happened in that relationship kind of stuck with me and almost traumatized me. And I've like been stuck in that feeling. And therefore my life is mirroring back to me how I feel about like, and which is a feeling and kind of a belief that I picked up during that relationship. So that dream was really showing me like, hey, this belief that like you picked up years ago in this relationship, it was traumatizing. I get it. But like now you think it's real. And even outside of relationships, you are, you know, magnetizing this belief to you. And we got to let it go, because where you're going, you can't go with this belief. So to me, those are the shadows that are trying to come forward for us. It's like there are these opportunities. We're about to walk through a portal. We are walking through that portal into, and what I say portal is like, I know that's like a little bit of a buzzword, but to me, portal is I'm leaving like one perspective, like one way of seeing life, one way of doing life to go and look at life very differently. So that's the portal I'm walking through. And therefore my life becomes something very different than what it used to be. But it's really in the mind. It's like the way, it's my shift. It's my perspective. It's the way I see things. So like walking through that portal needs you to let go of some of these beliefs that are hidden from you. And they might even be like beliefs that like help you, but they're not going to help you where you're going. It feels like pay a little bit of extra attention to your dreams, you know, see if you can remember them, wake up the next morning and write about them if possible. Also just journaling about maybe anything that's blocking me, like what is, you know, showing up for me, like what, you know, what is stopping me from where I'm trying to go? What can't go with me where I'm trying to go? So if you have a vision for like where you're trying to go and what you see for yourself, to just sit down and journal and say, okay, I see this vision. I'm super excited about it. What cannot go with me there? So it's like, I'm on this journey walking towards that vision. The vision's not going to happen overnight, but I'm going to start this journey. I'm going to pack my bags. I'm going to, you know, start walking towards that dream. What cannot come with me? And let your subconscious, so the subconscious is, again, it's a little hidden from us. So what you want to do is that you sit in meditation and you almost like imagine like kind of like the back of your brain, like the one that's a little less quiet. Like I feel to me like the front of my brain is like what's really rowdy and talks a lot. So like you almost like want to go deeper and see what is silent there. It's almost might be like a little bit of a scared child, not so much like intuition, but just the things that are within me that I'm afraid to tell you. So it might be a little bit of a feeling of a scared version of us or a shameful version of us, to show those things, bring them to the light so that we can start walking towards the portal. And it looks like May is just going to bring that to you. So what are signs that it's showing up for you? Again, dreams, but also uncomfortable feelings. Like as I'm moving towards something, like really feeling like it's not going to be able to happen. I'm scared. I'm not going to be able to do that. Like take advantage of those feelings and sit with them, because they're trying to tell you something. There's something hidden in the back that you're unaware of that wants to be seen. Message number two is that May is going to be a month of testing your strength. So not in a testing you, like, can you make it type of way, but really asking you to get stronger than what you were capable of before. So I would watch your productivity, even watching your food, like almost like you might need more nutrients for where you're going. And it feels like you're lifting heavier weights. So you used to be able to lift, you know, you used to do 10 pound weights. Now you're going to do 15 or 20. So what that means to me is that when you're doing the things that you want to do, whether that is checking your bank account, going on a date, you know, writing that chapter of that book you wanted to write or whatever, you're catching yourself when you want to give up and see if you can go a little bit further, right? So typically I would stop filming this episode here because like this is my threshold, like I can only do, you know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes, but I'm going to see if I can push myself a little bit more. So it's like when you're at the gym that you're getting that fatigue of doing, you know, the heavy weights, they always say like do two more, right? Do two more reps because that's like where the strength really comes in. So that's what this feels like. Really watch yourself where your thresholds are and see if you can go just like a little bit beyond the thresholds, because that's really going to pay off for you in the next few months. Because where you're going does require more strength from you and it's being built right now. So that's why May looks like it's going to show you that you need a little bit more strength for where you're going. Friend, I'm interrupting this podcast to share with you a super exciting update. I have launched a companion subscription to this podcast. Basically, I created a publication on Substack where I'm posting a healing meditation to go with each podcast episode and journal prompts. Plus, once a month, I'll be hosting a live group reading. I want you to not only consume these episodes, but also to truly make the shift your soul is looking for. With every episode, I've been inspired to make a healing meditation that will help these shifts happen. Plus, my right-hand lady, Kat, is creating a journal prompt to go with each episode. These prompts are really helping me live these messages rather than just hear them. Also, many of you have asked me for a Patreon because you want to support the free content I put out, like these episodes and the Monday readings on Instagram. So if you want to send me a thank you for recording these episodes, you can now do so by joining my Substack. For just $11 a month, you will receive a guided meditation twice a week, journal prompts twice a week, video recordings of each episode, plus a monthly group reading where you can receive a custom message to your specific question. Please join today by visiting nikkinovo.com/sub, like S-U-B, or if you're on Substack already, search Soul Led Living. Now there's good stuff about May. May is not trying to be mean, but there's also going to be like slight little shows of those seeds that you planted a few months ago. They're really going to start to show themselves. They're not going to be a full on tree. There's just going to be a little seeding. They might not even have a flower, right? But it's like you can start to see them come out of the soil. And this is really like the beginning signs of growth. Now, because some of us have been trying to work towards things for a long time, it could, you know, we might have a little bit of like PTSD in a sense, right? That, yeah, fine, I see growth, but it's scary to trust that growth. And what I'm getting from here is like, yeah, you're going to have to kind of tend to your nervous system a little bit, because it does look like you're going to see signs of growth, but you're almost like not going to fully believe it, or you're not going to fully acknowledge it. But you want to train yourself that it is safe to trust this growth, because it looks like you can sabotage yourself if you don't let yourself like sit and receive this growth that's showing. So what does that mean to tend to your nervous system? That could be, you know, breath work, that could be massages, hikes, you know, bringing the caffeine down a little bit. It really just looks like being self-aware, just being like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, I see this thing growing. Okay, example, guys, I've been doing podcasting for a while, given up, all that kind of stuff, been at it again. And this podcast, I actually should have filmed myself when I was crying. I did actually, because I sent a message to Kat, but this podcast has like grown every single month since I've launched it. And this last month was like a huge growth from the first few months but it's been growing steadily. And then this last month was like a really big leap. And I was just looking at those analytics crying, because I've tried a lot of things and there hasn't been a lot of growth in some of the things that I've been doing. And I've done a lot of podcasts and there hasn't been any, you know, real significant growth. And last month there was 10,000 unique downloads, which is like a big deal, you know? And it was hard to trust that. It was scary. And I kind of had 2 days or so that I could not get myself together, because it was hard for me to trust that, you know, and then you start spiraling a little bit. So it's important for you to care for yourself when you see those signs of growth, because sometimes it's hard to even believe that there is growth and to celebrate any growth that's happening, like any little growth. I mean, I know 10,000 downloads in a month is, compared to some of the bigger shows, is really not nothing, but it's still, for me, it is a sign of growth. So whatever your sign of growth is, maybe your sign of growth is 100 listens, then like last month's was 20 listens, right? So whatever your sign of growth is, to really celebrate it and to get comfortable with being somebody that is receiving growth, to like really get comfortable with that and to watch your nervous system. It's almost like seeing that it's having a hard time adjusting to what can be. Lastly, May looks like it's going to bring us some chapter closing. So it does look like there's a little bit of, it doesn't feel like grieving because it feels like you've already grieved this, but just kind of a cleaning up. So a bit of even some spring cleaning, it looks like closing up old stuff. So it might be like, okay, I'm going to get rid of like all the old clothes that was, you know, from the old me or something, or I'm going to, you know, finish up this home project that I was working on, or I'm going to wrap it up with this ex-boyfriend and like, you know, just say my final words and block the person. So it feels like there's a chapter that is ending and there will be a strong like line in the sand come May, you know, like, okay, I've been trying to be nice. I was trying to be strong about this. I was trying to be cool about this, but like, you know what? It's not going to work. I got to block it. I got to end it. So there's like this chapter ending and like kind of dotting your I's and crossing your T's again to be able to go on that journey through that portal. Yeah, gosh, I have so many like goosebumps about that portal. Let me see if I can just tap into it for a second. Yeah, it's like, I'm not sure if it's, I can't tell. It looks like it's going to be different for everybody, but it looks like it's a summer portal. Like it could even be like beginning, like some parts of June, but July, August, even some early September. But it's like whatever you were frustrated about and dreaming about, like, you know, that frustrating dreaming that was happening, I guess, in the winter, it really births in the summer. And it feels like everything does have to be in line in order to take advantage of it. So it feels like a very precise portal. Like it's a very, it's not messy. Like it feels like I really do need to dot I's, cross T's. Like it's not a lucky portal. It's really like I have surrendered. I've released these old patterns, these old ways. I've sacrificed. I've gotten strong. And that is why this portal like exists for me. So it really feels like it's from your mind, like almost like your perspective, the way you're seeing things, your belief. And it's not by accident. Like it feels, there might be like lucky breaks because you can't predict the way it shows up, of course, but it does feel a little bit like, well, you know, I earned this. Like I worked towards this. Like I've been working at this for a while. So yes, universe, thanks for like the luck, but at the same time, I've been working towards this. That's kind of what this portal feels like. It shows up because you did the brave thing of saying goodbye to a lot of stuff and letting go of like addictions, like again, seeing those shadows, all that stuff. And that's why this portal exists. So it doesn't feel like it shows up in May, but it looks like May is kind of the final days till you start that journey, until you cross over. I feel like the crossover starts to happen like the second week of June or something. I wonder what the astrology is, guys. Let me know what the astrology is and if there's any sort of connection there. This is just getting you ready for that. So be precise this month, you know, like really kind of, you know, dig into your routines. This is a time to really look at like, okay, your morning routines, like maybe you're not always great about journaling or you're not always great about meditation. I would get a little consistent with it in this month. Not that you have to stay consistent, but it feels like this is a month that a lot can be shown to you and can help you walk through that portal. So don't miss the opportunity so that the portal can be as strong as it can be based off like what you do now. And hopefully these messages, yeah, were helpful. That's what I got today. I love you guys so much. I cannot wait to see what those portals are for you. And I'm always cheering you on so that you live the highest expression of your soul, because that's what we're here for, right? To live soul-led. Love you much, and I will see you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.